With a Starbucks app, you can make a moment with a tap. So next time you order your morning coffee, treat someone else and make their day. To tell them you're grateful for them, or that you've got their back, or simply to say thanks. Share the moment. Download the Starbucks app.
This October, Xfinity Flex has a monster lineup of TV shows and movies with our Halloween collection. Make some magic with family favorites like Hocus Pocus and Hocus Pocus 2. Jump into scares with Halloween Ends and Keep Breathing. Or add laughs to your screams with Las Es Spookies and My Best Friend's Exorcism. And dance like you're possessed with Halloween Radio from iHeartRadio. Stream the best spooky entertainment with Xfinity Flex. Say what to watch into your Xfinity voice remote.
Want to get away, but still listen to your favorite radio stations and podcasts? Then listen up. iHeartRadio is now the onboard music partner on select Southwest flights. That means you can jam out to your favorite local radio station, even if you're flying coast to coast. Check out expertly curated stations that are perfect for kids and adults. Available on most domestic Southwest flights and perfect for a full nonstop or those pesky minutes between a movie ending and your plane touching down. So grab your headphones, raise your tray table, and relax with iHeartRadio and Southwest Airlines.
This is Our American Stories, and we tell stories about all kinds of things on this show. And one of our favorites has been our series of talks with Brett Favre about life outside of the goalposts. And that's what we do here on this show as often as possible. Tell the rest of the story, and in the main character's voice, without interference from us. This is the fifth part of a five-part series on Brett Favre, and with Brett. And this one focuses on living and playing in the small blue-collar city of Green Bay, Wisconsin, and the trials he faced, trials that forced him through the doors of a drug rehab center three times, and the thing that happened twice, which nobody knew. Here's Brett Favre.
Throughout my 16 years in Green Bay, things happened. Lost my father, my wife got breast cancer, I lost my brother-in-law. My stepfather-in-law, I lost him, went through drug rehab for pain pills, and then immediately after that we won the Super Bowl. So I think people were kind of like, yeah, you know, he's one of us. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I too oftentimes, and I should know better, I look at someone as in a prominent, whether it be professional sports or a politician, an actor. You know, like I really like Tom Hanks. Mm-hmm. There's not many people I would want to meet. Mm-hmm. In fact, he's probably the only one. If I had a chance to meet someone, I'd love to meet Tom. But he seems like just a regular guy. Yeah. But also, like everyone kind of said after Kobe died, it's like, you know, he's not supposed to die.
Yeah.
And I think people look at athletes and celebrities and politicians sometimes as immune to whatever. And of course, that's not the case. And so I lived it. And I think being in Green Bay certainly helped. Because it was a perfect fit for me. I don't think I realized it until several years in that this was tailor-made for me. Not L.A., not New York, not Chicago, not all the cities were bigger. Because people could relate to me and I could relate to them. Very similar to where I grew up, and not a whole lot different than Hattiesburg. Other than the climate, you know, just hard-working blue-collar people, and so I think they could identify with me, and I just happened to be their quarterback, so it was a perfect fit. And I think, you know, like with Aaron Rodgers, and he's a friend. They love him because he's their quarterback, but they don't really connect with him. And they can identify and they can relate to me. Okay. And So, you know, yeah, like with Tony Mandrich, and I saw his story. I was actually my first year in Green Bay. He went through training camp and got cut. So I got a chance to know him, and I just remember thinking, what happened to this guy? I remember doing my press conference in 1996, right before, well, when I got out, it was the day before training camp. But when I went in treatment, I spent 75 days too, because I was a little bit rebellious. Well, I didn't want them to, they told me everything I needed to do. I had to sign in to go to lunch with the group. And when I finally realized if I want to get out of here, I better do exactly what they say. That was about 75 days into it. But anyway, I remember the press conference and how difficult that was to announce that I had not only to go to treatment, but for pain pill addiction. Because I had everything going. That was that season ended up being my third MVP season in a row. So I'd had two previous, but it was amidst the just the heart of my addiction. I mean, it was at its worst, surprisingly, that I was able to function like that. You know, they play at a high level and sleep maybe an hour a night, taking 15 Vicodin and ES at one time. But it was a great it was great to have it happen in Green Bay, where people had compassion. All the things that's happened to me, I was thankful it happened in Green Bay. So, and you know, I mean, being from there, they love their Packers, but they love their people too.
Yeah.
People ask me, because I actually went three times.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I went to a place in Rayville, Louisiana, and I couldn't believe when I pulled up to this place. I said, this is a rehab? I thought it was like some Sanford and Son type place. It was like a little shack, but it was good. I stayed there 28 days. I would stop one thing and continue another. So I wanted to drink, but the pain pills was a 75 day in Topeka, Kansas at Menninger Clinic. The Rayville, Louisiana was prior to all that, and that was for pain pills. But I wasn't ready to stop. And the league didn't make me go. I went voluntarily, even though my arm was twisted. I'd had two seizures in Green Bay.
Oh my.
One in the hospital right after ankle surgery after the previous season, so 95 season. And then after the 94 season, then the 95 season was the season before we won the Super Bowl. During that season, I had a seizure the night before game, which people obviously didn't know. And that really kind of started the ball rolling, like, why are you having seizures? Well, I wasn't sleeping. So my brain was basically short-circuiting.
And you just heard a remarkable story, a three-time MVP, Hall of Fame quarterback, running on 1 hour of sleep, a serious pill habit, and suffered two seizures, two, and no one knew about them. And you're hearing about that for the first time here, not because we like breaking news, that's not why you tune in here, but to hear the real story and the real humility, and he's not kidding when he says he's glad he was in Green Bay, because this country boy tucked away in Los Angeles or New York or Chicago, and the ending would have been much worse. You've been listening to Brett Favre. This is the part five of a five-part series here on Our American Stories, in his own words. By the way, Tony Mandarich, what a story. We've done that one, too, in Tony's own words. From the heights of NFL success to drug addiction and worse, and then the rise up. And we love the redemption story here. And we're always rooting for people when they're down, whether they're in a prison or anywhere else. when they're at their low, that's what we love to come in and love on them. And we treat them as if they're members of our own family, just like you would. And if you have stories like this, they don't have to be some big fancy football quarterback story. Because in the end, that's why people related to Brett. He was like the rest of us. And he is. These people are no different. And we all know that. It's we who treat them different and put them on these statues. And then when they fall, we rip them apart. And it's just so wrong. Brett Favre's story here on Our American Stories.
CheapCaribbean.com, you can get more food, more drinks, and more fun for less money on your all-inclusive beach vacation.
Like bottomless margaritas?
Yes, and...
going snorkeling whenever I want?
Yes, and...
moonlight dance parties?
Yes, and...
loaded fajita nachos?
Yes, and...
all the daiquiris I can drink.
You can say yes and to everything when you take a next-level beach vacation at Barcelona Resorts in Mexico in the Caribbean with CheapCaribbean.com.
Hey guys, it's Jenny Garth.
And Tori Spelling.
This one is for all you singles out there looking for love, companionship, a real connection.
You gotta try Bumble. I know lots of people who are members and they absolutely love it. It's easy to use and best of all, they feel safe when they're using the app.
That's because Bumble is serious about safety. The app has features that let you know when someone is being shady or is trying to send you a naughty pic that you don't want to see.
As a matter of fact, research shows 80% of U.S. Bumble members say they feel safe using the app, which is awesome because let's face it, dating is hard enough without worrying about creepy people.
If you'd like to learn more, go to the Safety Center in the Bumble app. If you are ready to get out there and date, download Bumble now.
What up? It's Dramos. You may know me from the recap on LA TV. Now I've got my own podcast, Life as a Gringo, coming to you every Tuesday and Thursday. We'll be talking real and unapologetic about all things life, Latin culture, and everything in between from someone who's never quite fit in. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.